I would like to discuss Simen Sadi Test, which is the Din of Shikr, which could be negated to once a year, Purim, hopefully. And divide it into three different levels. Three or four, but let's call it three levels. And each one is a Chiluk Yedinim, there's different Dinim. For these halachas, we're talking about wine, dafka wine, what types of beverages that are alcoholic, that get you high, not grape juice. So the first level we're going to start off with, which is called Shikruse Shalait, Shikr like light. What does that mean? So the Rambam Menuchas Mechira Perchav Tes Halach Yud Ches says over here, V'im higia l'shikruse shalait, if you reach the level of shikrus of light, v'hu hashikr sha'oisa v'ein yideya mayase. He does things and has no idea what he's doing. Ein ma'asav klum, his ma'asim are nothing. Arehu k'shaita, k'katan pachas mi ben sheish. He's either like a shaita or a katan less than 6 years old. So that's a person who's shikr like light, meaning he drank so much, he does not know what he's doing. He does things without his seichel. The Gemara, where is this lashon come from? The Gemara in Nasir. Gemara says, "Umahav leil mevad." Talking about the story with light, with the two daughters. So Gemara says he was an oynis. The Gemara says, you're right, he's the oinus, and what happened, but when these things happen, you don't let it happen a second time. That was the tie on him. Tosfos says, Shari shku yayin ubay uvda lehoyu kavanos de la vera klal. Right, he didn't have a vera for klal, but the fact that he drank a second time, he becomes a peshea. So anyway, that's Shikruse Shalait. Like the Rambam Paskins, he's a Shaita or like a Katan Pachs Ben Shesh. So what's his dinim? It's before that when someone's in such a matzv, he's Pata Mekala Mitzvahs, not just from Tefillah. He's Pata, he's a Shaita. And even if he does the mitzvah, he's not considered a mitzvah like the Mishnah Berurah brings down. Therefore, Mishnah Berurah Shita is, and this is true, that he's not mitzvah for the minion. You cannot count him into a minion. Mashenkin, a yoshin, someone who's sleeping, me'ikra din is mitzdarf to minyan, like the Mishnah Berurah says in Siman Nun Hey, Sivkot and Vav, because that person is batz mechayiv, he's mechayiv, he's just sleeping. Over here, this guy is a shaita. And by Chazar Sashatz, could be worse because you need people answering, maybe only for a dumb shabbat. Kedusha, we count in a yoshin. But a yashin could be counted for certain things. So but shikruse shalai is not counted. So matzei purim, if you got a guy lying in shikr like light, then he's not counted in the minyan. That's the first level. Second level is what we call a shikr. He's not as drunk as light, but he drank enough that he cannot speak straight in front of a king. He can't speak in front of Adam Chashev. He's Megam game. He's yeah.
Can he join a Zimun?
No. He can't speak in front of a king. So over here, again, it doesn't mean Dafka Melech, the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. When he brings it down, Simin Yuches, he says, who a din if he can't speak in front of a sar or any Adam Chashev? Any Adam Chashev. But he knows what he's doing. He knows what he's doing. He's not a shikr like light that doesn't know what he's doing. He knows what he's doing. It's so the halach is, in Sif Aleph, it's asif him to daven, even if he's in a mitzvah tefillah. As before in the Gemara Brachas, that tefillah say toyeva. It's abomination. It's disgusting. Number one. Number two, it's been referring to the Gemara. That's ki'ilu oivet avaydazara. It's as if he's oivet avaydazara. Therefore, even if he was of avispalel, he has to daven again. If it was of his man tefillah, he has to do ashlama. The Mishnah Berurah brings down. What's pshat that the shikr's tefillah is so chomer that it's like oivir avida zara, that it's toyeva? So the Rashba in Pirushi Agadah, the Rashba of the beginning Perek Ein Oidim says, because a shikr, his machshav is wander off. That's what he says. This is his lashon. Says sheyachol liyos machshav is acherim. Mefishem meforsim. It's known. Shashikras mevalbel hadas at shemevi lekfira b'emes. He's koyfed emes. Vaydo al sheker. He'll greet the sheker. Uchshaoi mid shikar betfila yachalave ledimyoines koizvin v'zayi aved zara. That's the aved zara that we're talking about. But the Rambam says something else. The Rambam says, the reason why shikr is not davin is because he's not going to have kavana. He's not going to concentrate. And therefore the Rambam says if he davins, his tefillah is a teyeva, and therefore he has to, when he gets over his shikr, he has to daven again. Frank Dar Chashulchan, a very simple question. He says, one second. I don't understand. He says, what are we saying over here? First he proves that the Mechab is going bedasa Rambam. And the reason why shikr cannot daven is because ain't like kavana. That's it. The Torah, the Shulchan Aruch is going with that reason. That's ain't like kavana. So he says, one second, you're telling me every time someone davens without kavana, it's atuham espalub like kavana tefilasi teiva chas v'shalom. You're saying every single person who davens without kavana, his tefilas a teiva. Right, and we pass in also that if you daven without kavana, you don't say it over. So, and the Gemara brachas go so far to say ki ilu oivik chachavim chi am spalo b'lo kavana oimid b'madrega zuchas v'shalom, can't be. He says you take a look at Torah Shulchan Aruch, where we find tieva when you daven with this something mo'os like tzaya. And then we say tefilasi te'eva. But without kavana, says Aruch Shulchan v'nirla and his deity, shedava gadol hishmi'enu ha-Rambam. The Rambam's teaching us a tremendous idea over here. That it says, what's the yisoid? The yisoid is chutzpah. He says, to walk into the paltron shel melech, drunk, ein lecha azaz gadol mizeh. And that's the biggest simen that you don't believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu exists over here. If you could walk in drunk, the walking in drunk, that itself, that's the Aziz Gedele that we're talking about here, and that's why the Gemara says, Kilo Oivir Avaitis Kechavim, because you're denying the fact that there's something here holier than you. Omnam, he says, when I get up to Davin, and then I space out, even if I space that at the first word or after the first word. But when you took those three steps back and the three steps forward, usually what's going through your mind is that this is going to be a good tefillah. So you're not going with that chutzpah, right? That's what he says. When I get up to daven Shmon Esrei, and I'm getting up to daven a good Shmon Esrei, and then it was Nisbim Kol Zeh, as I was starting Shmon Esrei, Nisbalbal Kavanasai, you lost your machshav. It's okay. So then we're not mechayiv to go back. And that's what we say. That it's like Oyver Avay Dazara. It's a Maritic side here. It's a beautiful piece, but it teaches you that that's the lima he says taking out of here. Okay, so that's the shikr. That's why the shikr should not daven, and if he davens, he has to daven again. The Rama says a din krishma is a din like tefillah. Other brachas you can make a bracha even though he's a shikr. Mishbrun Sifkat in Yiralv says, Ayim bebi agrol, fi dvar vi yishlach melech hatchil b'shikr. Shein yochel dav b'fnei melech af b'shar brachos. V'chein gos ha'prim agadim. So David Mishbrun is saying that even other brachos, he should be careful also not to mention, to say. So now, the Gemara is talking about tefillah. The Mishmurus bring in days that even Lenin, bracha is Berchas Hamazon, right? Berchas Hamazon, bracha is Krishma, Berchas Krishma, it's Machlaikis, but he brings days that he shouldn't do it. So therefore, for sure, the Chatzchila one shouldn't do it. They should wait until they sober up. The Mishmurus have gotten tests on Shah Bracha says, Klab is the Av Berchas Hamazon Shi Deraisa. Kol b'zeim berchas amazin, right? There's a question that the Nimuki Erechaim asks. He says, one second, the pasuk says v'chalta v'savato v'erachta, which sounds like after you eat and you obviously you drink, we're eating. So when you drink, we're eating, you get a little high. So how can you be medam berchas amazin But the other achrim say, "Avad is no chilik." Adrab, it's a kavachim vechzmas in the raisa. Okay, so that's been again other brachas. The chatchila he should not make. Did he have? If he made it, all right.
That means he shouldn't eat at all.
What?
That means he shouldn't eat at all. He should eat without a bracha.
It means that he shouldn't eat probably. Oine, we say you eat without a bracha. Right, the lesson is eating, but he's potter. This guy is, I hear, he can't make it, but I don't know. I would say don't eat.
Is the tefillah ma'akev when he was drunk if he had kavanah?
Then he wasn't drunk enough. Now, the Mishmur himself holds that this shikr cannot be mistarved to a minion, and Zeman maybe will be mutter on this level. Maybe Zim would be Mutter. But Bet and Mishmur is a Chiddush. Because as long as he's not Shikrus Ekeloit, he's still a person. So there are other Achrim that are Mako because they hold that it's similar to Yashin. That this person is similar to Yashin.
He's
not on the bench. We said the Chatchila.
He should bench even if he's going to miss his man for Berchas Mazon.
The chatchila, sober up, take a walk. Don't take that much. Walk around the block a few times. Now, the emphasis is the makar the Mishbrur brings in the Sharetzion from the base dove, Truva's base dove in Magen Bar. If you look at the Magen Bar, which the Magen Bar is bringing the base David, it doesn't say exactly the way the Mishbrur brings it. In the base David does, but in the Magen Bar, it's not exactly so. Therefore, there are many that hold that you could be mstar of it, and start with dominion if needed to. Okay, then the third level is what? Yeah.
The normal person drunk.
He can't daven, but you can starve him for a davar shel kedusha. According to many achronim, not according to Mishmur. Then the third level is what's called a shasui. Shasui means he drank a revia some more, drank, but he still could be medaber lefnei hamelech. Still could speak in front of a adam nichbar, in front of a chasher person. So over here, it's asvim to daven lechatchila till he, right? That's what it says in Sif Beis, Mishmur Tezvav, till he gets it out of his system. If he's Adam was ruggled to do it, maybe it's different. But if he did daven, he's yaitza.
What does that mean? Get it out of his system?
It means to wait whatever the time depends. If he just drank a revius, I think he could wait 10 minutes, 15 minutes. I mean, that shouldn't be
what
in.
Difference are you waiting for?
It's not clear. It's not clear. Not clear.
Is this person completely sober? Or
yes. So like this. Maybe I'll be back there soon. The Eli Rabbah says that if he started already, he does not have to stop. Mishmur brings down b'shem the Pri Chodesh that a shas is also lechatchila, even if he's in be'ovis v'antfila, should just daven tashlum. Now, what does it mean, shasi? What does this mean, shasi? So the Mechaba's lashon is shasa revias bevas achas. He drank it with the Mishmur, and Mishmur explains he drank it at once, or he drank more than revias, not at once. Yaim sechasuda is not mashaker; it's totally in the person, right? So that's where he teaches it. So now, once it's during the Suda, you drank it during the Suda, so now already makes it much more lenient. Purim, sometimes you drink before you get to the Suda, so it could be Negea. If you drank a Raviz with Basach, it's also Lechatrid to Davin. And Mishruah says even other Mashkim. And it could be by other Mashkim, the Mishruah says, like Schnapps could be even less than Raviz. Right? For sure, those that are not like the Taz to make Kiddush on less than Raviz. So they hold that Taka Ashti or less. Sometimes you make a L'chaim by a Vart. Then you want to have my right after. I don't have a clear answer how long you have to wait, but it seems wait sometime that just like it's no longer mashpi on you at all. And Sif Gimel over here.
Why?
What? Because we find in the Torah that someone drinks a Revius can't paskin, someone drinks a Revius can't duchen, someone drinks a Revius can't do avoida. The Gemara says even if it's the last kilis, right? In Shuas, you saw it more. In Shtayim. So in Sif Gimel says, Kol Echashu Shasui, Sagile Lefim Hashemargish Ben Nafshe Shiafig Yene. Okay. The Rama says, "Hagav l'chein in nisar b'yene shalonu she'in chazokin. Our wines are not so strong. Shemispalam afo b'sheshaser revius v'yoyser. But our wines, which are not so strong, we can be makel even if you drank our revius v'yoyser. The kolshkei mispalam techsider shebiyadish she'in chayshin l'shikros ma'at. So the Rama over here is saying that even if he's not going to miss Zman Tefillah, if he's not going to miss Zman Tefillah, he could be Mekel. But the question is, what's he talking about? He's talking about here, Dafka Revius, how about more than Revius of Shalanu, right? So over here, it's Taka Mashma, and Siv Gimel's Mashma, that there is some effect on the person. It is affecting the person. And that's what we're making Chalukim, that the sheer that the person is drinking is that he feels some kind of effect. He may not be bilbul das, he may not be drunk or something, but he feels some kind, and that's what he has to wait to wear off. That effect that affected him. So then already there's much more makom to make, or even if you just drank a Revius with and you don't feel any effect on yourself, then there's room to be makom. Siv Beis it says derech mil v'shina koshu mafigin aseyayin, walking a mil or drinking or sleeping a little takes off the Yain, ani milik shas revius. Darach Hashulchan over there says he brings down that the Beis Yosef Siv Gimel says kol echashu shasi sagile lufi masha margish benafshe sheyofig yenoi. Right, again, that same you say that how much do you need to walk or sleep to take it off is depending on the person what it takes to remove that effect. So therefore, even in the third category. Ask me that it's causing some effect to the person. Okay, I'm going to stop here.